From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has waived economic sanctions on Iran, the second time he has issued a sanctions waiver under a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and major world powers. He did not approve new sanctions. He did approve new sanctions, that is, while stopping short of a third time of reimposing harsh sanctions. Mr. Trump made no public comment, but in October he spoke about the nuclear deal with Tehran.
The Iran deal was one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into.
According to the White House, any new Iran deal will have to cover Iran's ballistic missiles and limit its nuclear breakout period indefinitely. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will join foreign ministers in Vancouver, Canada next week, discussing the latest diplomatic push to counter North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile threat. Meantime, he hosted Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, Abdullah Zubair, here in Washington.
I want to welcome back to the State Department Saudi Foreign Minister Zubair, and I look forward to our discussions. Obviously, many, many important issues in the region to discuss, where we're working cooperatively on both in Syria with the Yemen conflict, stabilizing the entire region, and very broadly counterterrorism, where we have a great partnership underway.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Top American general has told Pakistan's army chief the U.S. military does not intend to conduct any unilateral strikes inside the country. Meantime, President Trump has accused Pakistan of providing safe havens to militants fighting U.S. forces in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. United Nations Human Rights Office says it is concerned about the large number of arrests as Tunisian authorities crack down on protesters demonstrating against price and tax hikes. Lisa Schlein reporting from the Rights Office in Geneva.
UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville says nearly 800 people have been arrested since Monday.
We call on the authorities to ensure that people are not arrested in an arbitrary manner and that all those detained are treated with full respect for their due process rights and either charged or promptly released.
Next Sunday is the anniversary of the 2011 revolution, which ushered in the so-called Arab Spring, a series of protest movements calling for reform in the Middle East and North Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Reports President Trump used a vulgar term to describe Haiti, African nations, and El Salvador have been confirmed by Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, who was in the Oval Office meeting when the president used an expletive.
As Senator Graham made his presentation, the president interrupted him several times with questions, and in the course of his comments, said things which were hate-filled, vile, and racist.
The comments first reported by The Washington Post were made during a presentation by Durbin and Republican Senator Lindsey Graham about bipartisan legislation to protect from deportation those immigrants who were illegally brought to the U.S. as children by their parents. There has been world reaction. Wangui Muragure is a Kenyan entrepreneur.
Well, that is the perfect definition of racism. That's all I have to say.
President Trump denies making the comment. Philippines Police Chief Ronald De La Rosa said that anti-narcotics operations, notorious for deadly outcomes, could make a comeback in the Philippines' war on drugs. Here's VOA's Martin Seacrest.
De La Rosa was speaking about Aplan Takang, a practice where police visit the homes of users and dealers and seek their surrender. He said the practice could resume within a few weeks and should be free of violence if suspects agree to go quietly. His remarks are the strongest sign in months of a re-intensification of a war on drugs. Nearly 4,000 Filipinos have been killed by police in the drugs war since June of 2016. Human rights groups accuse police of carrying out illegal killings, staging crime scenes, and falsifying reports, a charge they vigorously deny. Martin Seacrest, VOA News.
Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.